Sir Thomas hefted the smoke ball. The case was pierced by a dozen holes, and when Sir Thomas tapped it, sounded hollow.
Papier-mâché, the general guessed. That's it, sir. Papier-mâché filled with powder, antimony and coal dust.
Don't see many of those these days.
Naval equipment. You're supposed to light them and hurl them through the enemy gun ports, sir, where they choke the gunners. Of course, you'll probably die doing it, but they can be nasty little chaps in confined spaces.
So why are they here? Sir Thomas asked.
I suppose the frogs hoped they'd churn out a cloud of smoke that would drift ahead of the rafts to hide them, sir. Now, if you'll excuse me, sir.
Of course, man.
The general stepped out of the lieutenant's way. He put the smoke ball back in the barrel and was about to replace the lid when Sharp reached for the balls.
Can I have those, sir?
You want them?
Sir Thomas asked, surprised.
With your permission, sir.
Sir Thomas looked as though he thought Sharp very strange, then shrugged.
Whatever you want, Sharp.
Sharp sent Harper to find a French haversack. He was thinking of the cathedral's crypt, and about the caverns and passages around the low chamber, and about men lurking in the dark with muskets and blades. He filled the haversack with the smoke balls and gave it to Harper.
Look after it, Pat. It could save our lives.
General Graham had jumped onto the next raft where a squad of engineers was putting new fuses to the loaded cannon and planting powder charges in the raft's centre.
More smoke balls here, Sharp,
he called back.
I've enough, sir, thank you, sir.
Why do you need...
the general began asking, then stopped abruptly because a gun had fired from the San Luis fort. The garrison had at last woken up to what was happening in the marsh, and, as the bellow of the gun faded, Sharp heard musket balls whistle overhead. That meant the cannon had been loaded with canister or grape shot. The sound of the cannon had scarcely gone silent when the smoke of its discharge was lit by three violent explosions of red light as more guns slashed their shots from the embrasures. A round shot screamed just above the general's head and a swarm of musket balls seethed across the marsh.
They won't use shell, Sharp told Harper, because they don't want to set the rafts alight themselves.
That's not much of a comfort, sir,
Harper said,
considering they're aiming their guns straight at us.
They're just firing at the camp, Sharp said.
And we happen to be in the camp, sir.